Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Wednesday, December 3rd. Also in studio with us today, John Whitmer.
Good morning.
Currently in Wichita, it is mostly cloudy, 31 degrees. We're on our way to a forecast high today of 42. And we'll be talking about a big spill in McPherson yesterday.
I'm Rodney Price. The city of Wichita has officially hired a new city manager. When the new candidate will begin work, coming up.
Stream advisory issued for the Big Ditch in Hayesville. I'm Dan O'Neill.
And, yeah, the new city manager, Wichita City Council approving that contract with Dennis Marstall to become the new city manager.
The deal is worth $298,000 per year and includes supplemental benefits like an auto and phone allowance. Mayor Lily Wu was one of the five yes votes approving the hire, and she says she's looking forward to working with the new manager starting December 31st.
Motion passes 5-2. Congratulations to the new city manager for the city of Wichita, Dennis Marstall. Looking forward to new leadership in 2026. And again, thank you to City Manager Layton for his 16 years of service to the city of Wichita.
Marstall has worked in Lancaster County in South Carolina as the county administrator since 2021. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth Tuesday continues to defend a follow-up military strike against the survivors of an alleged drug boat attack in the Caribbean.
There did not appear to be any daylight between President Trump and his Secretary of War at a cabinet meeting at the White House yesterday over strikes against alleged drug boats, including the first one on September 2nd off the coast of Trinidad, killing all 11 on board, but not all at once. A follow-on strike was ordered to destroy the boat and the remaining suspected drug traffickers. Hegseth defended Navy SEAL Admiral Mitch Bradley, who was the head of the Joint Special Operations Command at the time of that first strike.
Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
The Trump administration blames Venezuela's leader, Nicolas Maduro, for sending drugs to American shores.
That was Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington.
A semi-truck hauling 17 tons of hydrochloric acid rolled over and began leaking onto the roadway yesterday morning after 9 o'clock in McPherson at Kansas Avenue and the Highway 81 bypass. McPherson Fire Chief Chad Mayberry says the spill closed roads and it caused evacuations in some parts of McPherson.
The dangers of the inhaling is, so it's 31% hydrochloric acid, but basically when it's fuming, you just have vapor coming off of that. But if you inhale that vapor, then that's essentially going to turn into hydrochloric acid in your airway and your lungs and basically suffocate you.
The driver of the semi refused medical treatment. A Kansas City company was called in to clean up the spill.
A stream advisory has been issued for the Big Ditch as it flows through Hayesville.
The impacted area runs east of the South Seneca Street Bridge in Hayesville to the confluence with the Arkansas River. The KDHE issued the advisory due to a sewer overflow in Hayesville that caused concerns about E. coli and other contaminants in the water. Residents are advised to stay away from the waterway. Children and pets should not enter the stream. Officials say the city is correcting the issue. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A group of Wichita churches called Justice Together wants part of the city of Wichita's proposed sales tax to go towards the city's affordable housing fund. Another group backing the proposed sales tax is called Wichita Forward, estimating that the 1% tax could bring in $850 million during 7 years. However, the group's current spending outline does not include affordable housing. Justice Together is asking that $10 million of that estimated tax be dedicated to the Affordable Housing Fund. The group says the money would support local nonprofits that build affordable housing, groups like Mennonite Housing and other community developers.
Federal prosecutors are setting their sights on the trial of the alleged shooter of two National Guard soldiers, one of whom has died. Here's Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Murder, assault with intent to kill, and weapons possession are the charges Ramanula Lakanwa will face if there is a trial in his case.
One that we believe we will be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
D.C. U.S. Attorney Janine Pirro said while she's optimistic on prosecuting the current charges, more may be coming against Lakanwa. But at this point, it's too soon to talk about the death penalty.
That is a decision that comes later in time, and that is one that ultimately the Attorney General will make.
A definitive motive in the deadly shooting is still being investigated. Lakanwal's next court hearing is scheduled for January 14th. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A masked burglar caught. And a man in Maryland, definitely not in the holiday spirit. And we will have our first look at our weather forecast during this cold Wednesday morning. It'll be coming up from Storm Team 12. We are off and running here on a Wednesday morning. We're glad you're with us here with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's 6:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Investigators in Virginia have identified a masked burglar that targeted a liquor store.
Police say a notorious nocturnal menace broke into an Ashland liquor store north of Richmond, but didn't get away scotch-free. The bandit was found passed out on the bathroom floor, but will avoid charges. A responding officer says the burglar was a raccoon who managed to smash several liquor bottles, leaving a pool of booze on the floor. The trash panda was taken to the Hanover County Animal Shelter and allowed to sober up before being released back into the wild. No word if the critter plans to attend a 12-step or 12-paw program. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A Maryland man is charged with pointing a loaded gun at kids singing Christmas carols. Fox's Gary Baumgartner with the story.
58-year-old Paul Brian Susie booked on assault charges after cops say he pulled his gun on three 12-year-old girls when they knocked on the door of his Annapolis home and announced their intentions to serenade him. Susie went to the bay window next to his front door and flashed the gun. The girls then ran off and one of their moms dialed 911. Cops say they recovered a gun and Susie admitted threatening the girls. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Well, that's a not so merry a Christmas at that house.
No.
The Grinch song,
apparently. No Christmas spirit there.
Yeah, I would say. Holy
it
cow.
Is 6:11 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, here on this Wednesday morning commute, we'll be keeping you updated on traffic and weather conditions all morning long. And Jad Chambers will help you out with that.
And today's traffic conditions, quite a bit better than they were about 24 hours ago. Things looking pretty good right now. The traffic volume still very light out there. Not seeing a whole lot on the traffic cameras at the moment. And the traffic condition, roadways are all clear. Things are looking good. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast here on this Wednesday. Let's check in from Storm Team 12, meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Becoming cloudy, breezy, and colder today. North winds 15 to 25 and gusty. A high of 42 around lunchtime. Then temps fall into the 30s this afternoon. Could see a flurry or two this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy and cold. Overnight low 19. A few clouds on Thursday morning. Then mostly sunny, high 34. Mostly sunny and milder on Friday with a high in the middle 40s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, it is mostly cloudy as we await the sun. Sunrise, a breeze out of the southeast. It is 31 degrees here on this Wednesday morning, December 3rd.
Traffic was light this morning. Of course, a little early, but I went by Jumpstart, got my coffee, and easy peasy. Speaking of, did you know they're reopening the Beards there, right down the street here at Central and Woodlawn. You remember Beards? Beards, the Phillips 66
yes,
station.
Yes, it was the last full service station here in Wichita. Yeah.
So I was talking with Phil Neer, who is the owner of Jumpstart, and they bought that location. And out of respect, because that's been an iconic location there, and they got a lot of community feedback. They wanted to hear, so because of their respect for the community and how much they really respected that old location, they are literally leaving the facade of the building. So, yes, it's going to be a Jumpstart, which is going to be a really cool location,
yeah.
But they're still keeping the facade of the building. So it'll still look kind of like the old Beards. They're keeping the front of the building. It's costing them a fortune to do this. But I just thought that was really kind of cool that it's still going to look a lot like the original Beards location, that old Phillips 66. And I just think that's really classy of them to take that step, costing them a lot of money to show respect for the neighborhood by doing that. And, of course, it'll be really convenient to have that cool Jumpstart location there with all the amenities that they offer at that old location there. So, and they'll be pumping gas again, which Beards hasn't been able to do for years.
Well, plus that shopping center there behind it and
yeah,
around
Normandy
that area.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, that's been almost completely renovated. And
yes.
So looks quite a bit better now. A lot of those locations pretty cool on the inside, and I like what they've got going on there. So kind of works out for everybody.
And having that location actually be able to have gas there will make a big difference for that community. And I thought it was really cool, and it'll be really convenient for us.
Yeah, they've got the big, huge, big old trash bin out in front of
yep.
the place
yep.
as they get those renovations going.
And from what I understand, it'll be not too long after the first year. I hear it's February, right around there, kind of time frame. So
I will say that parking lot needs work.
I haven't been in the parking lot recently, but
it's not in great shape.
Ah, well, there you go.
So. Yeah, that's something they need to put on the to-do list. Is that parking lot not in good shape?
It's 6:15 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Pop singer Sabrina Carpenter and the publisher of Franklin the Turtle are disavowing the Trump administration's use of their work. Carpenter's song Juno is used in a video montage depicting federal immigration raids. Yesterday, she tweeted that the video is evil and disgusting and asked not to involve her music in those agendas. And then earlier in the week, Kids Can Press condemned a post by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth showing Franklin the Turtle holding a bazooka. The publisher tweeted that this use contradicts its values. Many artists have objected to Trump using their songs, including ABBA and Bruce Springsteen, among others.
Don't take offense where offense isn't meant, but people get a little bit out of shape over the smallest things.
Yeah, it seems like almost any time a politician uses a song, somebody gets bent out of shape.
Then again, I've got to say this, and this is strange. As litigious as music companies are for unauthorized use of their music when it comes to everything else,
yes,
I think politicians should have to play by exactly the same rules the rest of us do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think if they use a song and they don't have permission, they need to get sued.
Isn't it in the public domain, though? Don't they have the right
no.
to use
no.
it?
No.
So it's not. Okay, no. So then why aren't they suing them?
Unless you're using Jingle Bells, it's not in the public domain.
Gotcha. Yeah. So then do they sue them or do they just complain?
No, they just complain.
So they just get the crybaby about it.
Yeah, I think they need to step it up. I think it needs to start going to lawsuits.
Sue them. I don't know. I mean, it's.
I mean, they don't get paid out of public money.
If it was a Democrat politician, they'd probably be okay with it.
Well, and if it were, the thing is, let's say the lawsuit wins, it's all public money that's going to go to pay these.
That's true.
These big music corporations. I don't like the idea of that, but I think everybody should play by the same rules.
Yeah, you're right.
If I can't play a copyrighted song that I don't have permission to play on this radio station, because I would get completely sued for doing so.
That is true.
Undoubtedly. Then I think politicians should have to play by the same rules.
Gee, politicians having to play by the same rules.
Yeah,
there's a novel concept.
That'd be real nice. Yeah. If we had a society where that ever happened.
It is 6:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports.
And we'll start out with Wichita State basketball last night. The Shockers at Coke Arena at home, coming off their trip to the Bahamas on the Thanksgiving weekend. The Shockers taking on Mount Marty, an NAIA school out of South Dakota. Shocks were only up 9 at halftime, but they turned it up in the second half and beat the Lancers 95-69. All 5 wins for the Shockers this season on home court, 5-0. Snap a 3-game losing streak. Michael Gray Jr. scored 18 points, 16 of them after halftime. All 5 of his 3-pointers after halftime as well. And Will Berg had 10 points and a career-high 12 rebounds for the big 7-footer. He was 5-for-5 from the field. Shockers out-rebound Mount Marty 40-19. All right, Shocks get the win at home. Last night, big game in Lawrence. 5th-ranked Connecticut taking on 21st-ranked Kansas. It turned out to be a low-scoring game between these two. And Connecticut won in Lawrence, 61-56. KU loses for the first time ever to Connecticut.
At home.
Jayhawks had a 7-point lead in the second half, but the scoring dried up. They only scored 23 points in the second half. KU only had 2 baskets in the first 12 minutes after halftime when Connecticut flipped the game. With the loss, KU falls to 6-3 on the season.
Darren Peterson sat out again, 7th game in a row.
Still nursing the hamstring injury.
Yep.
JUCO men's basketball tonight. It's a big one for Butler Community College, heading out west on the road, visiting 25th-ranked Garden City. Undefeated at home. The Buffs are Garden City is 8-1 on the season. Butler is 7-3. All 3 losses by 1 point. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler basketball at 7:15 tonight. And that is over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We have some good basketball here in town tonight on the west side for Friends University hosting Bethel in a women's men's doubleheader. All 4 teams have winning records. Friends women are 7-1 on a 3-game winning streak. That'll tip off at 6 o'clock tonight. And then the men afterwards, the Bethel, by the way, the Friends men are ranked 21st in the nation and the Bethel men are ranked 17th. So it's a nationally ranked matchup. Bethel men are 7-1. Friends men are 5-2. We have some good basketball tonight on the west side for Friends University. Let's go to National Hockey League last night. The Toronto Maple Leafs went on the road in Florida, beat the Panthers 4-1 on back-to-back goals in the first period. Assists on each one by former Wichita Thunder player Bobby McMahon. He has got assists on back-to-back goals in the first period. Just 2.5 minutes apart. Toronto won that game 4-1 on the road. The Maple Leafs have won 3 of their last 4. 19,000 in that game in Miami last night as Maple Leafs went on the road at Florida. Happy birthday today to an all-time great, a Wichita native, race car driver Rick Mears is 74 years old today. 4-time winner of the Indianapolis 500 and an inductee into the International Motorsports Hall of Fame. Happy 74th birthday to race car driver Rick Mears, the Wichita native. And, of course, we talked about basketball at Coke Arena last night. And 70 years ago on this day, it was a big night at the Roundhouse. The first game ever in the new University of Wichita Fieldhouse was 70 years ago on this night. 9,200 fans were there. It was not a sellout. But attendance did surpass the old record of 4,100 at the Forum. So more than twice the amount of people that showed up at the Forum showed up at the Roundhouse. Bob Hodgson scored 23 points for the Shockers. It was a 22-point loss to Utah, 73-51. But that was the game that opened up the Roundhouse, the new Fieldhouse, 70 years ago on this night. First game at the Roundhouse at 21st and Hillside for the Shockers. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Hey, bring the whole family and your out-of-town visitors to WBC for a taste of pizza and beer made here. You've got options, too. East at Central and Woodlawn, West at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley Street. Wichita Brewing Company, that's where groups gather for the holiday season. 6:22 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. We have a traffic and weather update on the way, and ultra-processed foods are not good for you. He has said it before, and he'll say it again. It's on A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. It's coming up on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is 6:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, December 3rd. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly cloudy and 31 degrees. Wichita residents will pay more for water and sewer next year. Rates for a low-volume user will increase by more than 7%. That's about an extra $4 a month on your bill. The city says the increases are necessary for many reasons, including paying off the debt for the new water treatment facility, replacing aging underground infrastructure, and maintaining the city's current debt rating. Also, Derby and Valley Center will begin operations of their own water treatment facilities 2 years from now. That means Wichita will sell 400 million fewer gallons of wholesale water to those customers. City Manager Robert Layton says the city projects to reduce the rate increase down to 5% by the year 2030, but market factors such as inflation, energy rates, and chemical costs could change that plan.
Hours of talk, but no breakthrough. What's next for hopes of peace in Ukraine? Here's Fox's Jonathan Savage.
Compromises have not yet been found, reported Vladimir Putin's top foreign policy aide. This after discussions between President Putin and the U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff that went on past midnight in Moscow. Today, Ukraine's European allies continue work to put Kyiv in a stronger position. NATO foreign ministers meet in Brussels with more arms announcements expected. Meanwhile, the European Union is trying to overcome an impasse in talks to use frozen Russian assets to fund Ukraine war effort. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky saying he's worried the U.S. could lose interest in the peace process. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will be discussing the Northwest Expressway project. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the commission will approve an agreement to put money into a fund to purchase right-of-way property for the highway, with dollars matched by the state.
Which is a highway that will basically connect in the northwest Mays area of the county and extend all the way down to the southwest Wichita Goddard area of the community. So it's basically connecting K-96 down to Kellogg.
Commission Chair Beatty commenting during his weekly visit with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
A teaching assistant at the University of Oklahoma is on paid leave after a student pushed back on a failing grade, for her biblical approach to gender studies essay assignment. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal explains.
Pre-med student Samantha Fulnecki told Fox News Digital she wrote that gender roles are not stereotypes, that God made men and women differently for a purpose. The assignment was to write a response to a scholarly article about gender norms among middle schoolers. There were instructions about what to consider, including one's own experiences and thoughts. The teaching assistant, Mel Kurth, who goes by she-they pronouns, gave Fulnecki a zero, writing that her work was offensive and...
If I'm going to argue against the consensus of every medical field and every medical association in the United States, then I need empirical evidence to back that.
But the instructions didn't call for that. The university says Kurth is on paid leave as they investigate. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The 9th annual Kansas Opioid and Stimulant Conference was hosted yesterday downtown Wichita at the Hyatt Regency. The focus, addressing the opioid epidemic and giving communities the tools to address the challenges of substance misuse. Organizers spoke about what they've seen in the 9 years since the conference first began. Sessions explored evidence-based practices, showcasing resources related to trends, prescribing, prevention, public safety, treatment, and recovery. The event also featured a couple of keynote speakers, Tiffany Jenkins and Jimmy McGill, both recovering addicts.
The second-to-last college football playoff ranking is out. Fox's Joe Morgan has more.
Ole Miss is experiencing a historic season and appeared to be a virtual lock for the college football playoff before head coach Lane Kiffin bolted for LSU. But with the playoff ranking show coming out Tuesday night, there was some concern that Ole Miss could be punished for losing its coach. It turns out there was no need to worry. The Rebels have moved up one spot to 6th in the country after beating rival Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl. Ohio State remains at number 1, followed by Indiana, Georgia, Texas Tech, and Oregon. After Ole Miss, Texas A&M is 7th, with Oklahoma, Alabama, and Notre Dame rounding out the top 10. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Many Americans are heading out to get a fresh Christmas tree. Here's a report from Spring Grove, Illinois.
Kicking off the season, we are hearing from the National Retail Federation that despite consumer sentiment falling 4 months in a row, spending is supposed to top $1 trillion this year for the first time. Families here, though, tell us that this is really about the experience. And that's a sentiment we've heard over and over as we've talked about people spending during the holidays and spending for vacations, too. We saw it with Halloween, and we're seeing it again here as families come out to make memories. Now, if you're looking to get an artificial tree this year, it is going to cost you a lot more than last year, somewhere between 10 to 20%. That could amount to almost $359 on the higher side. That's up from $299 last year.
And that's Fox Business's Kelly Saberi with that report.
A California man finds he had a situation under his home near the San Gabriel Mountains. Fox's Teresa Crowley with the story.
Ken Johnson of Altadena explains, I have a bear living under my house. That's my situation. Evidenced by his security cam, the bear with a very large head and massive paws appears to sit near the crawl space entrance staring out. Johnson says, I think when he stands up, his back hits the beams of the floor. He was told California bears don't hibernate and thinks the bear is making his den for the winter. So we call Fish and Wildlife for help. They say biologists will reach out soon. But Johnson has his own plan to lure the big Bruin out with sweet rolls, then sandbag and bear spray the crawl space. In the meantime, he has to put up with his roommate pawing through his trash, moving around at night, saying he tries to get up and everything shakes. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
I know a little blonde girl who spent a summer with three of those. So
that is a problem.
Yes. Yeah. Lure him out with sweet rolls.
Yeah.
Hey, you know. Yeah. It works. Jad likes sweet rolls, so you know. Hey. Wow.
Forget porridge.
Yeah.
Heck with that.
Yeah. Hey. Whatever. Hey. Whatever works.
Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Let's check in with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Becoming cloudy, breezy, and colder today. North winds 15 to 25 and gusty. A high of 42 around lunchtime. Then temps fall into the 30s this afternoon. Could see a flurry or two this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy and cold. Overnight low 19. A few clouds on Thursday morning. Then mostly sunny, high 34. Mostly sunny and milder on Friday with a high in the middle 40s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southeast. It is mostly cloudy as we await the sunrise. It's 31 degrees. 6:39 here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Now it's time for some great information as always. It's the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and John. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures yapped higher on the opening Tuesday morning. They spent the rest of the session trading with triple-digit gains. At one point, all the feeders were up the $9.25 limit. The closes were all triple-digit gains also yesterday. Most of the feeder auctions yesterday were reporting much stronger prices as they are following the feeder futures higher. Lean hogs traded mixed and closed negative yesterday. On the close, February live cattle $4.87 higher at $220.80. January feeders up $8.80 at $329.87. February lean hogs 12 cents lower at $80.17. The current exchange of missile and drone attacks between Russia and Ukraine has caused Putin to once again make dangerous threats. This resulted Tuesday in the managed money covering some of their shorts in the corn and wheat futures yesterday. Soybeans gave up their early gains and closed negative. Next week, an announcement is expected on a bridge payment to farmers from the USDA. At the moment, March Kansas City wheat's 2.5 cents lower at 5.30 and a half. March corn down 2 3/4 at 4.47 and a quarter. January beans 1 1/4 higher at 11.26. January crude oil 72 cents higher this morning at 59.36. February gold's up $22.60 at $4,243.50. December S&P's 18 points higher at 6,858. December dollar index down 40 cents at $98.89. And December Dow Jones futures 120 points higher at 47,664. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Here we are on this Wednesday morning, Tom, and it's super cold out there.
Yes, it is. But, you know, up in the northern part of the Midwest, it's a lot colder up there than it is down here.
You know, it's always a great point. You get to this time of year, and I always – you just reminded us that it's always colder in North Dakota than it is here. So why am I complaining?
And they also get a lot more snow.
Yeah, I just saw the forecast. We're 49 tomorrow, and Des Moines, it's 7.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Could be worse.
You bet it could be.
Have you ever been to downtown Des Moines?
I have, yeah.
Yes.
Where all the buildings kind of have walkways and they're connected, so you can be inside as much as possible.
Yeah.
That is right, and there's a reason why.
Yeah, there is a reason why. That is correct, yeah. All right, well, we'll bundle up and make it through another day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Tom. That is the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Don't wait. Find a way to get covered. We'll find out more about that with the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. He'll be coming up in a few minutes. So don't wait. Don will be here shortly. KNSS News Time is 6:42. .646 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Money tracker Don Grant is coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
The Wichita City Council approving a nearly $300,000 contract with Dennis Marstall to become the new city manager.
Two.
Airbus making some significant progress, repairing thousands of planes that needed an urgent fix.
One.
A semi-truck hauling 17 tons of hydrochloric acid rolled over and began leaking onto the roadway in McPherson yesterday morning. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic volumes getting heavier out there. Starting to see traffic slowing down northbound on K-15, right around that road construction there by I-135. Also seeing a bit of a slowdown westbound on Kellogg over by 143rd Street East. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast heading into this Wednesday here. Breezy and colder today with a gusty wind out of the north. Cloudy sky, looking at a high of 42 degrees. That's about lunchtime. Falling temperatures then after that into the afternoon. Might see a snow flurry or two this evening on a cold night under a partly cloudy sky, low down to 19. And then tomorrow on Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny, but a high of only 34 tomorrow. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southeast. It is mostly cloudy and 31 degrees. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hey, you know a good place to go is the Monarch, right there in Delano. And whiskey lovers love going there to the Monarch. Make sure to have a taste of all your favorites when you go there. Bring your friends to the Monarch. It's right there at West Douglas in historic Delano. What a great place to hang out. It's the Monarch. 6:48 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's check in, see how things did in the stock market yesterday.
The major averages ending higher and recouping some of the previous session's losses, with the NASDAQ recovering all of Monday's losses. Tech and industrials gained while healthcare and energy lagged. The Magnificent Seven big tech companies were mostly higher. Shares of Apple rose over 1% and hitting an all-time high for its sixth straight record close. Shares of Boeing taking off and rising 10% after its CFO offered an optimistic outlook for next year while speaking at a conference today. The Dow winners Boeing, Caterpillar, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow declined Home Depot, Sherwin-Williams, and IBM. The Dow up 185 points, the NASDAQ higher by 138, S&P 500 up 17. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
It's 6:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don't wait. Find a way to get covered. Well, look who's covered in a nice big coat.
I've got mine. Helly Hansen and I are staying warm today.
It is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, live in studio. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning. You know, with Congress pulling back health care assistance funding, many Americans are facing higher premiums and shrinking access to affordable coverage. For many, or for some, it may mean losing subsidies that once made health insurance manageable. Others may find that the current plans are disappearing altogether. It's easy to feel frustrated, and that may prompt you to want to see what happens. Just wait. Well, if there is immediate change, better, cheaper plants could emerge. However, if you trust our Congress to do as little as I do, waiting could be an expensive mistake. Going without insurance, even briefly, leaves you one accident or diagnosis away from financial trouble. Medical costs remain the leading cause of personal bankruptcy in the United States, and an uncovered emergency room visit can wipe out years of saving. Now is the time to secure some form of coverage, even if it's a leaner plan. Review marketplace options, check employer or spouse coverage, or explore short-term and state-based plans. They may not be perfect, but minimal coverage still provides a vital safety net, and you can always adjust once new rules or programs take shape, if they do. Healthcare isn't just about doctor visits. It's become a huge part of your financial health. Maintaining access can protect your financial well-being. In uncertain times, finding any way to stay insured is one of the smartest and most compassionate decisions you can make for yourself and for your family. It's tragic that government agencies and the players in the healthcare industry have put profit before people, American families, into this position. And of course, if you have any question, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
And sometimes the people that need that the most can least afford it.
That seems like just about for everything. Yeah,
yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what it's gotten to. But that's where we are.
That's where we are, and we deal with it on a daily basis.
So happy hump day.
Yeah, here we are on a Wednesday. Is the big super moon still out there, Don?
Something's out there. I saw it. I noticed that last night or yesterday as I was coming home from work. It was dark out, and I looked up, and there's this big, beautiful moon. Supermoon.
Last supermoon of the year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it is the last month of the year, so that kind of makes sense.
It should put on a cape and maybe fly around a little bit.
Yeah.
Like supermoon.
Yeah. When it's in this. Yeah. Of course, today's high temperature is like at lunchtime, and then it starts heading down again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, so much for getting sod in the backyard.
Not good. Well, now what's this project?
Well, we redid in my backyard. I got my guy is. He came in yesterday and did a little prepping in the afternoon for the sod, but he says if they're not cutting it, we can't lay it, you know, because they've got to cut it and get it fresh, I guess. And I don't know if that's going to happen. Gosh, if it stays frozen for, you know, a number of days, you know, the ground gets really, really cold, then
right.
We're probably going to have to wait till spring.
Well, we're not at that point yet.
Thank goodness. I hope. I'm praying for sod.
You're just like Paul Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie. You built a whole house out of sod.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's still there, isn't it?
I think, yeah. Doesn't
Gene Shodor still own that?
Yeah, down in southeast Kansas.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. What was I going to ask you?
I don't know. I can't
remember. Well, I was going to ask you about how your solar panels are going.
They're doing great.
That was another
project.
They're
doing great. It's a good test. It finally got powered up. About a week and a half ago.
Oh, that recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can watch it on my phone and it can see exactly what it's producing. It's a real good time to test it because, you know, these are the shortest days of the year.
Yeah, this is the time of year when there's not a lot of sun.
Yeah. And so I can see what I'm importing and, you know, still using from Evergy and then what I'm exporting, what I'm creating and then how much use there is. And as long as I'm at 50% or greater, I'm ahead of the game, or 49% or greater of dependence. In other words, that means I'm 1% ahead. It's a long story, but anyway, it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th.
Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't wait till the days get longer and the sun is going more, trailing more overhead as opposed to low, because I do have a handful of panels that are facing west, which are not very efficient.
It's not going to get much this time.
They're not as efficient right now, but boy, well, I'll be cranking it in the summer and just being happy.
Don, did you watch The Gong Show back in the day?
I remember The Gong Show.
Yeah. Remember one of the panelists, it seemed like J.P. Morgan was always there.
Oh, yeah. And that was the only reason that there was any celebrity associated with that person because of The Gong Show, I think.
Well, it's her birthday today.
How old is
J.P.
she?
J.P. Morgan is 94 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's wild.
Giving the gong to the unknown comic and whatever other
with the bag over his head.
Yeah. She is 94.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gosh. Well, there you go. That show had its day.
It did.
Yeah, well, for a while. It was very popular.
Well, Chuck was always like walking around and kind of
clapping
his
hands.
Clapping his hands.
And then later he wrote a book and claimed he was a spy for the CIA and all
Oh, God. Wackadoodle.
All right.
That's a good movie, though, they made out of that.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's right.
All right, Don, don't wait.
All right.
We'll let you get going into this cold day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You guys have a great show.
Stay warm.
There he goes.
Thank you.
There he goes. Don Grant, the Money Tracker, CFP, live every morning right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Hey, we have a 7 o'clock hour on the way. We got a lot of great stories for you. We'll tell you about some unions. We've got some contracts with the city yesterday and a former Wichita teacher who is going to trial. Sports, business, weather, and traffic is also on the way as well. 7 o'clock hour is on the way. KNSS News Time is 6:56.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.